818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield today, talking about the changing direction of government. And Pastor Chatfield, I think you laid this out pretty clearly. You know, we had to go in a new direction after the Great Depression, you know, with Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I'm saying we did.
Right.
The moving left, the Keynesian theories, the pump, you know, just printing money and spending, create, spend. I'm not saying it's good. I'm saying it's different.
And it did happen, and that's history. Yeah. That we can now, almost 100 years later, we can see everything with very clear vision, what happened and what the ramifications were. But like you said, so many of those programs are still in effect today. And we're in a different world. We're in a different economy. We're in a different consumerism than we were back then. I mean, even people, I hate to say this, but people I know that are in financial assistance, okay, they've got bridge cards for food. They're getting monthly stipends from the government for disabilities and different things. I mean, they've got smart TVs with internet service at their homes where they're watching TV via the internet. They all have cell phones. The lights are on. The appliances are working. Everything is great. I mean, our standard of living today is completely different than what it was back in 1933.
No question about that. The fundamental ideas, differences between Adam Smith and Howard Maynard Keynes was, Adam Smith, classical free market economics. People work hardest when they work for themselves, enlightened self-interest. And he believed in something called the invisible hand. That while it doesn't, you think it wouldn't be, but everybody working hard for themselves helps everybody. It helps everybody. Now, of course, that's got to be tempered with what the Lord taught about love your neighbors yourself. It's tempered. Help your neighbor. Help them out. But Keynesians said, no, we need government intervention. Government's got to do the government's got to intervene. We need a Social Security system. We need the Federal Housing Administration, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, DVA, AAA, all the alphabets that they came up with. 69 different programs. Government's going to do this. No, that's not, and I would argue that what pulled us out of the Great Depression was World War II, when we were just, people were forced to get back to work, and we're forced to cut back, and we're forced to invest their money in a sense in the government so that we could create military weapons and win the war. I would say
remember the big push for U.S. savings bonds.
Sure. Perfect example.
Yeah.
Now we're loaning money to the government. The people after the Great Depression, after the fall, they were stuffing their extra money in their mattresses. I mean, they had bank runs and bank failures, and nobody trusted the banks. And the economy just kind of seized up like an engine with no oil. And so Keynes, his philosophy, and FDR's and his advisors was, let's pump money out there, create things, spend money, create jobs, and that'll get everybody moving. But you know what? Even when that happens, people are still concerned about themselves. They're still concerned about themselves. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
It's human nature.
Well, now that this is going in a completely new direction, and the swamp is retaliating and freaking out, the process, I think that what Elon Musk said in the Oval Office, I don't know if you saw that speech or talk with the press with his son, 4-year-old boy in there with him, but he said their goal is to cut $1 trillion out of federal spending, bureaucratic agencies, departments this year, and grow the revenue because of tax cuts and things that are coming by $1 trillion. This is going to be a $2 trillion swing in our national debt. And they said that once people see and understand and feel the ramifications along with all their other policies, drill, baby, drill, opening back up the federal lands, offshore ocean drilling, the pipeline, the renegotiating that with Canada. They said that by summertime, we could see gas prices below $2 a gallon, $1.89 like it was when Donald Trump left office, and exporting energy around the world, getting our energy dominance back. This is going to be, I'm even amazed how quickly it's all happening, coming together. Do you think that the general public, even though the media and the swamp creatures and these bureaucratic agencies, departments are freaking out, do you think the American people are going to see and realize what's happening and be supportive of it? Or do you think they'll buy into what the media is saying?
I think, by and large, they'll be supportive. Now, part of the reason you send the money back to the taxpayers, or a part of it, is everybody gets the money. See, now that's a political move besides an economic move.
Sure.
And wow.
But it would definitely stimulate the economy.
We are stimulating the, well, okay, that is, that's kind of Keynesian economics in reverse.
Right.
I would rather have individuals, and I said this in case anybody cares. I says, and you know, it is better to put the money in individuals' pockets than to create a program. Just send somebody the money, because they're going to do with that money what they think best. Maybe they'll do an addition on their house, have to hire some people to help them build. Maybe they'll pay off debts. That would be good.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll buy a new car. That would be good for the economy.
Yeah. But
let individuals make their own decisions on what they're going to do with their own money. And politically, you have to kind of do that. Now, here's what the media and the left will do. They will find, and there will be some people that got hurt by this too. Somebody that lost their job.
Sure.
So I worked for this federal agency, and now I'm losing my home because I lost my job. And I don't like to see that. But
now let's talk about that person that you referred to in your church.
Yeah.
What's their plan now that their job has been cut? Are they looking to go to work somebody else? Are they going to start a business?
Maybe just put it this way. They're going back to the private sector for sure. They got no options.
Nobody
in their right mind would want to get a government job right now, unless you're joining the Marines or something.
Right. Now, but on that point, though, they obviously have a skill set. They have an education. They have experience doing something. Are they going to end up actually making more money in the private sector compared to what they were getting from the federal government?
That I could not speak to. I don't know that. Maybe.
Okay.
But, you know, that is the way it is.
Supply
and demand. That's the way it works. And they're going to do what they think's best for them.
Sure.
That's the nature of all of us. If we're honest, we're
going to
do what we think is best for us. And that's the whole idea of Wealth of Nations and the private enterprise. That's just the way it is. The conservatives are much more realistic with things. And by the way, and it is Russell Kirk who said the first thing you have to learn about economics is all goods have to be worked for. This person I'm thinking of was a good worker, but they sat at a desk all day. I mean, and you need a few people sitting at desks, but you know what the word bureaucracy is? It's a French word meaning people sitting at desks. That's the
definition of bureaucracy?
Yes, that's the original. That comes from the French word sitting at a desk. You have this massive bureaucracy of all these people sitting at desks. Hey, we don't need that many people sitting at desks. We need more people making things, working, creating things. That's the way economies move up. And unfortunately, somebody's going to have to lose their job that's sitting at a desk, part of the bureaucracy. But
absolutely,
this person told me, "Hey, I'm supportive of all this. I get what's happening, so I'll just have to figure something out."
Sure, excellent. One thing I wanted to ask you too, the process, in your opinion, at the federal level, but now it's trickling down to the individual states and things happening at the state government. 42% of our state budget, Governor Gretchen Whitmer proposed $83.5 billion. 42% of it comes from the federal government, and they're saying that all these programs being cut, we may not have the ability to fund her budget proposal as she presented it. House is now controlled by the Republicans with Matt Hall and some very smart people he has in the House Appropriations Committee. What do you think the process is going to be here at the state level with all your experience of state politics? What do you think is going to happen here at the state of Michigan coming up with our new upcoming budget?
Well, I would hope that the Republicans can see that if you're bold and step out and do things, you might actually win. I mean, that's not been what we've done in years past. And we try to work. Hey, but I think it's good that the federal government's not going to send all this money to Michigan. Now, Michigan, we're going to have to make some cuts too. You know, that I think it's good. Now, so I hope that they will be bold. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and because, as you very well know, the House Appropriation Committee, the House budget, is presented first, passed in the House, sent to the Senate. They then have to conference and reconcile before it's sent to the governor for signing. But I think they are in the driver's seat. I think this majority is a good thing.
Yes, and there's a change in wind direction. Everybody can see it. Even if you didn't follow politics, in the culture, everywhere, there's a change in wind direction.
Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is generally good.
Yeah.
Good. It's a good change.
Well, we're experiencing it, I believe, across the board. The election started November 5th, and I think I'm looking forward to the state convention. Right after the show, we're heading to Detroit, and we'll see what happens down there. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chet Phil. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-5555. 800-288-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. I got a text message from Downstate Mike. He owns a family-owned excavating paving business, listens to the show. He says, Randy, hope is being restored. With the confirmation of Cass Patel as FBI director, working side-by-side with Bondi at the Department of Justice as Attorney General, Kristi Noem at Homeland Security, Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence, and others, RFK, etc., we are now about to see meaningful changes in our federal government with Donald Trump's dream team. They are unafraid, unapologetic, going forward with changes. We are living in a truly historic golden age that will not happen again in our lifetime, and it's not hyperbole. It's a fact. It's happening. Your thoughts to that statement?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is never seen such a change of direction since the New Deal. That was the whole change of direction, change of philosophy, change of approach. Yes. Now, it remains to be seen that we're going to be living in a golden age, but the direction is good. And can I make one more statement?
Sure.
I have pastor friends say, well, this is all political stuff. We need a spiritual revival. And I say, yes, but don't mistake this. There is a connection between the spiritual, the cultural, and the political. There's only one God, and he works in all three areas. These are all connected somehow in the spirit realm and the spirit world and the cultural and everything that's happening. It is generally good. Now, we still have to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell people that, you know, Christ died for their sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, he rose again from the dead to save them from sin, death, and hell. Get that gospel message out. Yes, still have to do it.
That's absolutely.
But this whole thing is pervasive. It seems to me to be pervasive. Things have changed direction for the good.
Yeah.
And so
well,
let's take advantage of it.
I think that we are experiencing a spiritual revival. I think 2024's presidential election finally started waking people up to say, you know what? It's almost clear as a bell. Right versus wrong, good versus evil. When they went to the polls, I think people had somewhat of a spiritual awakening in the way they cast their ballot. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying necessarily they all got down on their knees and asked God for forgiveness of their sins and wanted to accept them into their lives as their Lord and Savior and was born again. They weren't actually saved. But from a political point of view, I believe they were saved in the way they voted.
Right.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
I think that's true. I think there's been a change. Now, we still want people to be saved. We promote the gospel, but there's been a change here.
Yeah,
you can't see that. You're not watching very, very closely. Let's keep working and praying. And by the way, just so you know, myself and you know, I did my best to gather people to pray. We had these prayer meetings where we had 800 people calling in and praying in a day, and scores and scores of churches praying together.
Yeah.
And I didn't, this is God's truth, I said, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I said, I'm praying that Donald Trump will be elected president.
Yep, and you said it publicly numerous times.
Yes, I mean, I'm not going to just, as a preacher, you know, I'm not, no, I was, no, I wanted Donald Trump to be elected. I've openly said it and asked the Lord for that. Now, he's given it to us. Let's, God help us to use this time to spread the gospel and make some changes that are best for not just our country, but really, you know, for everybody. So praise the Lord. God help us.
Let's do it. Well, the biggest thing I worry about is his protection, to make sure that, you know, nobody tries to assassinate him again like they did. But more importantly, to be able to be the leader of this team and these people. Man, I did not realize Kristi Noem's resume had served in Congress, you know, all the different things she had done before becoming governor of South Dakota. And now what she's doing at Homeland Security, Tom Homan, I mean, it's just amazing implementing his policy. They're making some real enemies, and we need to protect, pray to God that he is protected, his team's protected, and they're able to continue doing their mission, because I think this is a phenomenal plan. I think it's going to start paying dividends here real soon.
Amen. I pray this. That President Trump wouldn't become a Nebuchadnezzar. What do I mean by that? Where Nebuchadnezzar looking around, look what I've done. Look, no, let's give all the credit and glory to God. And we thank the Lord for giving us a president that has courage to do what he said he was going to do.
I think those assassination attempts has humbled him, and I don't think he's going to take the credit. He was giving Elon Musk all the credit with Sean Hannity's interview. Did you see that this past week?
I saw parts of it.
Yeah, he's like, this guy's the smartest guy on the planet. He's the richest guy. He even got more money than me. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a pretty good interview. So, well, what are we talking about on Sunday from 11 to noon?
Well, Elijah was fed at the Brook Cherith. It's not a river, but it's a small river. We're going to talk about Elijah and how God took care of him.
Absolutely. Good, good, good. Well, we bring church services every Sunday as a public service. If you can't get out, weather's bad, cold, or whatever, doesn't matter. You can listen right here on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, as well as the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We carry church services live. We'll talk to you and see you on the radio on Sunday, sir.
Amen.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet? Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 2-